This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Chuck. And joining us in the studio today for the market wrap is Sean Tanis. So Grab announced today that it will team up with Singtel, which is one of Singapore's major telecommunications services service providers. And this is to apply for a digital full bank license in the country. What's the story here, Sean?
Yeah, so both Singtel and Grab, they will form a consortium where Grab will own 60% stake and Singtel will hold the balance 40%. And in their joint statement today, they said the target market will be for digital-first users and also small and medium-sized businesses who are basically struggling to get access to credit. And it could be due to the nature of their business, which is very digital-centric. And Grab is, of course, right now expanding its business to so many areas, although, you know, they are sort of like associated with only like ride hailing in a lot of places. So in 2016, basically they launched GrabPay e-wallet, and then after that they rolled out a couple of financial services in Southeast Asia, and this includes things like insurance plans for its drivers. So on top of that, they're also in the food delivery market, which is very competitive. And so right now digital bank is like a new or sort of like a natural step forward for them.
Yeah, and it's not a natural step forward for Singtel, which is kind of strange, right? I mean, they're a traditional telco service in other breaking into other areas like digital payments. So Singtel is launching its Dash mobile wallet, and cybersecurity is another area as well. And coupled with that momentum, their latest expansion move is also sparked by an invitation by Singapore's financial regulators this year, right?
Right. So CNBC report like pointed out how the monetary authority of Singapore announcing in June that 5 new digital bank licenses will be issued in the country. So these include 2 digital full bank licenses that would allow non-banking entities like Grab and Singtel in this case to take deposits from retail customers. And also Singapore Central Bank is also planning to issue up to 3 digital wholesale bank licenses to companies to serve small and medium-sized businesses and also other non-retail segments. So industry watchers believe that the presence of these digital banks could be beneficial for customers in terms of having more choices, because currently Singapore's banking sector is basically dominated by 3 major banks, DBS Group, OCBC, and also the United Overseas Bank.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. So there's 5 new digital bank licenses and a lot of banks and corporations are vying for it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a Singapore's Banks Got Talent kind of show going on right now, right? Where the Singapore government is a judge.
Yes. Okay. And they have until the end of this year also to submit all the application. So, I mean, until tomorrow.
I would watch that show.
So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, there are rumours about Parkson closing a store in My Town Shopping Centre in Cheras. What's the update there?
Yeah, so Parkson has already shut the Surya KLCC store and also the Parkson M Square Mall store in Puchong this year. And there were reports since last week about the My Town Shopping Centre being closed, and the store has been operating for less than 3 years. So this is basically because last Thursday, they posted a Facebook post saying clearance sale, everything must go, and be sure to grab everything at affordable prices before we get moving. Hurry now. So that, like, everyone said, like, okay, they're leaving, they're going to close down the store. And just a couple of minutes ago, there's confirmation from Parkson themselves that the store will cease operations. And it's also noteworthy on the Edge report, they pointed out how just 3 months before they opened the My Town Parkson store, they opened an outlet at Sunway Velocity Mall, and they are both just 600 meters apart.
Yeah, it's just next to each other, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, so that's a side info. So, but Parkson traded at 22 cents today.
So kind of like sleeping with the neighbor.
Yes, exactly. And your neighbor is you.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.